ओम शांति, ओम शांति। This is the gathering of Rajyogis. Raj Rishis, or simply we say it is the gathering of Brahmins, or gatherings of yogis, tapasvis, or vairagis. Vairagi means the ones who have disinterest from the world. This morning Baba inspired us to be unlimited renunciate. Renunciation or disinterest. He did not say renunciate, because renunciation is the result of what? What is the first thing, difference between disinterested and I don't like it? I don't like, I'm not interested in it. Is there any difference between the two sentences? When you say, I don't like, it instantly comes like disliking. When disliking word comes, it comes in the category of negative energy. Because when you dislike something, you try to avoid it, reject it, criticize it, condemn it. Sometimes disliking, liking then changes into hate. I hate it. Baba is speaking us to become vairagi, that is, go beyond, be free from attachment. Because where there is a rag or attachment, there is then duality, there is then a kind of competition, and then you cannot actually be free from even what you want to be free, because mind will be pulled again and again. And so unlimited disinterest and detachment. What comes first? attachment comes first or disinterest comes first? When you are not interested in something, it's no effort of becoming detached. If it is no interest, no matter how many nice things are there in front of me, you go in a party and there are a variety of dishes for you. You are not interested in it. Or you have a particular way of living, your style of life. No matter how attractive, tempting market you are going through, does it interest you? You don't have to make effort to be detached at all. So what it is, at that time you are connected with a different attitude of mind. You have clarity. Your understanding is of different level. And so when you are connected with the values of the soul, importance of what you want to do, there is no attraction to other things. There is no attachment with that either. And so what Baba is telling today, the door of attachment, attraction, temptation is the awareness of the body. Dehe bhan. He didn't use the word body consciousness. Baba used the expression today in the Murali, Dehe bhan. Means awareness of the body. Now, of course, we are aware that I have a body. But then this Devan awareness and consciousness, body consciousness, the awareness of the body, then soul consciousness, intoxication of being, I am a soul. Today Baba used the word Dehi Abhiman, Hindi word. Dehi, I, the soul, am master of this body. And I do believe that this is the instrument that I'm using. Now I'm using with the awareness, this belongs to me, I have a right on it, but this is not me. The moment we come to play part from the copper age on this field of action, this awareness of the body is in increasing. Before the child takes birth, the awareness from the parents, the child is coming. And then nowadays it's more clear, more awareness. A girl is going to be born or boy is going to be born. So this more aware of the physical form. And this physical form has the gravity. Baba says, when you have this consciousness that I am a soul, and you are firm, you believe, you stay in this consciousness, you have this intoxication, you are proud of this, that I am master of this body, this authority makes you free from attraction, temptation, or the influence. The influence of the matter, the influence of the form. In one sentence, Baba said, you know how many forms of this dehe bhan are. Now, dehe bhan, or this consciousness of the physical form of the awareness, it comes in inferiority and superiority complex as well, or comparison with others, young and old, rich and poor, beautiful or ugly, good, not so good. And this comparison then makes you forget to use your own specialities of the soul. In soul consciousness, then you have intoxication, you are proud of being unique. There is no question of comparison. When comparison is there, then is competition. This body itself is a unique model, and no one can copy it. Even in nature, there are certain aspects that the body twins are born and little bit copy is there, but still, it's a unique model. And so, Baba says, go beyond. When your dehe bhan changes into dehe abhiman, very natural. Dehi abhiman, not dehi bhava abhiman. Dehi. Let me explain once again these two words. Dehe means body, matter, the model composed of matter, and dehi, the one who is living in this body, or the master of the body. So when we say dehe abhiman, then it is an aspect of ego in it, body consciousness. Then when you have your qualities, there is an ego in it, in comparison or making other souls feel inferior, superiority and inferiority complexes. You present more your qualities, and in this way comparison is, goodness is compared with weakness of others. So this becomes dehe abhiman. What you have achieved through this body, you are proud of that, and that body consciousness. And when it is a natural dehi abhiman, I, the soul, living in this body, then natural qualities are expressed through these organs of the body, which are my natural qualities, eternal qualities, original qualities, and that is soul consciousness. I become conscious and I begin to communicate through these qualities or with the consciousness of these qualities. Like the person is unconscious, is not able to communicate with others, is not able to actually recognize others. Their goodness or their bad thing or their relationship, everything based is, Baba says, on the body, because Dehi Abhiman is also, body is included in it. But then you are conscious how you use things. It's a glass. It's up to me how I use it, what I put in it. I use water in it, or I put milk in it, or I put mud in it. I put nectar in it, or I put poison in it. It's a container. And what is in the container is used, that has the effect on our action or our life. So in body consciousness, we are using our negative energy, because in body consciousness, then bodily communication is based on weakness and vices. In soul consciousness, we are communicating soul to soul, and then this quality communication is becoming a relationship. It is not the competition anymore, but it becomes encouragement. The same qualities that you have become encouragement and inspiration for others. So soul consciousness is means I am consciously expressing or using this body with my original eternal qualities. Baba said it should become natural. And how it becomes natural? It's a nature, then, because the soul in eternal form is peaceful. Original qualities, excuse me. The eternal qualities, the original qualities, should become natural qualities of Brahmins. The qualities of Brahmins, the powers of Brahmins are different than the powers and qualities of the deities. Godly powers are different than the qualities of the divine powers. So now when the soul is using its power, Dehi Abhiman, in body consciousness is also power. Power of weaknesses. I am not peaceful. I lose my temper. I use the power of anger. I lose my determination. And I lose the power of, stubbornness. In body consciousness, I am attached to people, to the object, with situations. And in soul consciousness, now focus again on the situations and problems. I have energy to solve the problems, but I am not attracted towards that. I am not influenced by that. So it is the love changes into attachment in body consciousness. And in soul consciousness, this becomes a natural quality. So this is why Dehe Bhan, Dehe Abhiman, then Dehe Abhiman becomes Dehe Ahankar. Dehe Bhan is a seed. And this seed, body consciousness, Dehe Awareness, is actually what Baba said, actually it is a land. How I prepare, it's just land, what I put in it. And if land is rocky, this land is dry, even if I try to put the good seed in it, it will take longer time and efforts to grow. And so this is why I need to change this consciousness. I am master of this body. So I am, though, and it means what, who am I? Not this day, not this body, but a soul. And this soul consciousness again and again. Conscious means I am alive, I am active, I am interacting with those qualities with each other. And then this soul consciousness makes very natural giving what I have without thinking. So in the golden age, these eternal original qualities are natural in us. We are not practicing soul conscious. It is just sharing these qualities, giving and receiving. So they are called deities. They are not called human beings. They are soul conscious. So in order to live this stage of natural qualities, we need to have disinterest from whatever attraction and temptation comes to the door of body consciousness. When through body consciousness, any kind of bodily attraction is there, what is happening? It is bringing me down to this world. Because in matter, in body, it's heaviness. In body consciousness, I become extroverted. And as soon as I become extroverted instead of introverted as a soul, what is happening? I am taking through these eyes, through ears, through mouth, through taste, very quickly, which is not connected with me. But I'm affected by that. It doesn't belong to me, and we take it very, very naturally. Weakness of others is not my weakness. I want to remain peaceful, but anger of others become my anger. Weakness of others, I react to that. So we are very quickly attracted, influenced through these senses. Then why, that is what it is instead of this point of light, this putting instead of a stop, what we begin to put question mark, why this person is doing that? How this person is doing it? How can he do that? So we go into many question marks, and which is that it, what is waste thoughts. So Baba is saying today that we had this unlimited disinterest. Not because it has caused you sorrow and that you do not like it anymore and you are not interested anymore. There are many things when we take sorrow from something by seeing it, by hearing it, by mistake or not my mistake, I've taken it and then the suffering makes me okay. I'm not interested anymore. And that situation is changed. Again, we become attached to it. That is called limited interest, disinterest. And so Baba says, become unlimited disinterest. It means becoming totally detached. Like it is not my quality which is I like something. But most of the time what it is our waste thoughts are? How much churning is if somebody has made a mistake, or I myself have made a mistake. Churning, not churning, but thinking. That's why it's waste thoughts. Past thinking. Thinking of waste thoughts, thinking of negative thoughts. So thoughts is wasting my time as well. Thoughts are wasting my energy as well. Thoughts, breath and time, these three things are connected. Because when thoughts are changing, waking again and again in my mind, waste thoughts, my breath is also fast. Breathing system will be the excitement. Waste is always connected with the rubbish. It will definitely create the atmosphere will be also, because whatever is in going on in my mind, that will be automatically be expressed through my eyes, through my words, through my features. And so it means that it is changing my attitude. Why I wanted to, Baba says, through disinterest, change your waste thoughts, finish your waste thoughts and old sanskaras. Because thoughts, and with every breath, create the atmosphere. And it is the thoughts that again and again, if I am thinking, it is repeating it. And this repetition of thoughts becomes attitude of the mind. In Hindi, it is called vritti. Vritti. Vritti means a cyclic pattern. And when it is anything which is repeating again and again, it will create an atmosphere according to the thoughts which are created in soul consciousness or in body consciousness. With the awareness what others are doing and how they are doing, what they are doing. At that time, my attention is towards the activity of the physical form, the soul that is performing action. And so, I am not connected with that. I am separate to this. So in this way, detached observer, detached observer consciousness is my first keeping me, making me above. Detached means it is not connected with me. Here detached is not that I am attached to it. This does not belong to me. And when it does not belong to me, only then I can observe it. If I have made it my own, then I am not observing it, I am absorbing it. Because I instantly begin to react that. What is happening is I am not observing, absorbing that. And so that becomes then waste. And as soon as it is increasing waste, it is heaviness in me. Consciousness of the body again increases. I become more, not only just this senses, but then senses begin to express with what weakness was in the other, that becomes my weakness. And then again and again, that action becomes my sanskaras, reaction, criticism. So it is not thought. Criticism, comment, is an action. So our sanskaras are then what has impact has left on me. Just our own personal sanskaras are called what I have done. What my action, if I have an habit, If I perform an action, I repeat it again and again. That repetition has become action, habit. And my habit is repeating again and again. It has become my nature. It is repeating again and again. That is what my sanskaras, my personality. And in the same way, what impact and effect has left on me of the nature of others? That it happened one time and I am repeating it, that becomes my sanskaras as well. Because if something had happened and it hurt me one time, and I am repeating it again. So externally means I don't want to be interested in it, attracted in that, but it has affected me due to body consciousness or due to ignorance or due to lack of knowledge. Because then I am not knowledgeful, I have become a detached observer. So what is happening? That scar, that wound that had created or that had affected me, now it is, suddenly something comes, it is merged in me, and suddenly something else comes and it triggers. And just like wound, the scar, wound is healed, the scar reminds you of the accident or the situation. Sanskar, scars, the impact and effect of what have others done, that effect then suddenly emerges again. And that's why Baba said, don't let it merge. Once it is merged, remain it emerged, do not emerge again and again. So what is the reason I'm not able to finish it? Because I have not used the knowledge of the drama. I have not used the knowledge of karma. I have not used the knowledge of self-respect, of my own intoxication, who do I belong to. And so this is why Baba says, are you knowledgeful or you are knowledgeful? Pull means you are pulling, try to stretch, pull, P-U-L-L, pull, not pull. Hindi pull is bridge. It's not, I am not bridging the gap with knowledge, but I am trying to pull. I try to bring out with effort something. It is not my natural nature. So if I am practicing soul consciousness, this intoxication, who do I belong to? What my original qualities are? And anyway, in this drama, okay, it is drama, but am I using the full knowledge of the drama? Full knowledge of the drama is that now it is the last scene of the drama. We have to return home anyway. And everything, whatever it is there, it's perishable. It's finishing anyway. So when with this intoxication, dehi abhiman, here intoxication, with self-respect, with realization, what Baba, power Baba has given to me as a soul, or what my eternal qualities are as a soul, then full knowledge is making me full master. Whenever I use, whatever way I want to use, how I want to use, in what situation. Some, in some situation I need to really pay attention to it, another time to ignore it. It's waste, it doesn't belong to me. But it is waste, it is spreading the atmosphere, I have to pay attention to it. If it is even the weakness of others, I am world benefactor and I need to create good wishes in me. I need to be merciful soul. So what is happening? Waste thoughts are finishing by using the godly qualities of benevolent being. Not only just detached observer or disinterest, but it is disinterest from the weakness and interest from to do what my original qualities are. And this is what Baba says, becoming unlimited disinterest means constant these qualities of benevolence. And so is it then automatically what is happening? I am observing it with this consciousness that I am world benefactor. But without being self-protector, I cannot be world benefactor. If I cannot protect myself against the weakness, against the situation, I cannot be world benefactor because my feelings are not good. Feelings. So my feelings are, if feeling is not good, can I have good wishes? If I'm feeling not good, I might say I have good wishes for you because I want to protect myself. I want to save myself from the negative forces. Somebody is doing something wrong. I have good wishes for you. Please stay there. I have good wishes for you. That's not good wishes. That is avoiding the person. Try to avoid the situation. So good feelings in soul consciousness means today bhan, I change, I become avyakta. In soul consciousness, then it is just the feeling of mercy, love, benevolence. And so this it means then what is happening inside, my sanskaras, old sanskaras are changing of giving back what other has given, thinking of weakness of others, thinking of qualities of the soul. So I'm still interested, but not interested in weakness. Interested in the soul, but not in the action of what other person did. So unlimited disinterest from this old world, old sanskaras is possibly only when I become unlimited interest, disinterested from this old activity because it has caused me pain. Why am I interested in something which has caused me pain? Why should I be interested which has caused me harm? Why should I be interested? It means talking to my own self. In other words, self-realization makes you disinterested. And then, self-respect makes you unlimited disinterested. Self-realization makes you disinterested. And self-respect makes you unlimited disinterested. Because you don't want to take anything which is not benevolent, which is not godly, which is not divine. So what is happening automatically then? There is renunciation of vices, renunciation of weakness, renunciation of defects. And so there is a place in myself, in my personality then, to automatically fill myself with godly qualities. Because there is a gap. If I am full with negative in body consciousness means the door is open for 5 vices. And not only vices, but with full family of weaknesses. Not only weaknesses, but then defects. Not only defects, but also the effect of that which is the soul becomes so weak that it is not able to even recognize what is beneficial for me. And so now, disinterest from the old world, it means old samskaras, old action, old habits. So I need to form new habits then. It means I need to form new habits, so it must be interested with, just like Baba said, you change attention into attention. Just put a more tension is causing problem. Attention, who do I belong to? One Dadi Janaki says always, Dadi Janaki is coming to conduct meditation. And so when she says three times Om Shanti, she always says, first time, who am I? Second time, who do I belong to? Third time, what I have to do? So what am I? So I'm aware. I'm aware of I'm just light. So awareness from the body, they, in order to not interested in the body, I need to change. In order to have disinterest from this day, I must create the interest in myself. In order to finish selfish motive, I have to be selfless. Just like attention is needed. In the same way, in order to create disinterest, I need to create a lot of interest in my original self. It means that I'm interested, I like it. I'm using this thing. And when I'm using more and more, it is increasing. When it is increasing more and more, it is becoming full, so weakness is changing into power. Then I can put a full stop to waste. It's waste for full stop. It is harmful, it doesn't belong to me, it's detached. Then my senses, or all the things that Baba has given, Baba said, time will be increasing, all the facilities will come, because you are yogis. When you become interested in soul conscious, you are using your qualities, you are using relationship with Baba, because from body, the relationship of the bodily people are there. And this is what we became interested to look after our bodily relatives, our bodily comforts, our worldly property, our worldly achievement. So when I was interested in the body, all what was connected with the body, when I was aware of the body, I think all I am aware of what all these things I need. And then I was realized that I did not use the real understanding, that I'm using this only to support it, but I don't have to become attached to it. It is just to use. But I misuse it. I want to drink water, and if I begin to bite the glass, what will happen? I will break my teeth. Glass is good. That will help me to drink water. So it is body is like vessel, and in the soul conscious is the nectar. So in soul consciousness, I'm using the body like I'm using the glass to drink the nectar. The more I am become conscious of the body, then I begin to become possessive, and so my organs are now causing difficult to my own self. And this is what it becomes my nature of looking with anger, looking with criticism, looking at the competition, speaking the wrong things, different habits. So soul consciousness, then all the, because of being yogi and God's child and doing service, what is happening? All the blessings are there. All the powers are there. Support from everyone is also there. Appreciation will automatically come in that. There I need to check. I pay attention. I am not interested in that. There I have to become disinterested, because it is, honesty is that this all what achievement is there, it is not because of me. So I need to use full knowledge. It is not because of me. It is because of other qualities, cooperation of others as well. So it is renunciation of I do. But it is automatically, all the facilities are away there. It is given because it is the result of the godly blessings that are coming from others. The drama that has provided the opportunity to give Baba's knowledge, it is Baba's knowledge that has impressed others. It is godly vibrations, yoga with Baba, that is giving peace to others. So in this way, I will remain full and not be influenced by defamation or praise. Remain detached from that. So not interested in praise and not interested in defamation. Not interested in I do, not interested in why you are not doing, why do you do this, why are you not doing this. Automatically it becomes full stop. So in drama, why, what, where, how, is when I learn in soul consciousness, making it my natural nature, learn to put a full stop, only then I can keep my stock full. Full stop, again and again, when this natural nature is there, then the stock of knowledge is not wasted. I'm not, Rama says this, Baba says this, why are you doing this? I don't use this knowledge for others, I use knowledge for my own self. And when I'm using knowledge for my own self, I am becoming full. And then with this consciousness, when I'm giving, not interested what others are doing, so detached, then automatically blessings coming from others. Because I'm not fluctuating. Upheaval is not there. So situations, people, object cannot fluctuate me. Remain constant, because I'm not interested in that. So unlimited disinterest is, whatever it is there, it is either, it's the last scene, it is finishing, karmic account is also there, it is time to return home. Drama is finishing. It's finishing, last scene. Karmic accounts are there. That is also finishing now, because now it is the last scene to finish. So every aspect. So in soul conscious, then I am not becoming knowledgeful. I am becoming with knowledge. I am first making myself, by putting a full stop, detached observer. Full stop. And that helps me, no matter how many facilities are there, your sadhana, means sadhu, your serenity, your spirituality, your divinity is in exercise with self-respect. That is dehi abhiman. Now I believe, now I am firm. Now I am conscious. It's godly qualities that are working. So preparing this land, then whatever action we will do, it is full with blessings. Because it is power, is not only just my power. When I am not interested what I have done, the reward of that, this detachment is making the future powerful. The seed is detached from the fruit, only then its future is powerful. The full knowledge is there that in fact I cannot be attached to the fruit. It is so natural to make myself future powerful, I have to become detached. I have to renounce the fruit, only then the seed will grow. It means my stage is not only knowledgeful, my stage has to be powerful. The power of let go. The power of let go of the fruit. The power of let go of the achievement, the power of let go of the success, which is combined support from others. A seed would not grow itself without the land being prepared. The seed will grow only when the land is very ready. It will sprout from the seed when water is in right proportion at right time given. That is, knowledge is used in right time, in right consciousness, not with ego, not with show, not with competition. The sunshine is given, my yoga is natural from Baba, with Baba, because the power of love is there, the fire is there, the heat is there. I have created the atmosphere inside, no matter how many facilities are there. These facilities are perishable. And detachment is that I am not possessive to that, I am not dependent on that. Because today they are there, tomorrow they are not. Because perishable is perishable thing. The moment I become dependent and attached to it, the power of that facility is decreasing and it is becoming a bondage for me. Because intellect will be pulled again and again. And so disinterest means freedom. Unlimited disinterest means freedom. So first is interest in my own self, then is detached observer. I'm just observing everything. Perishable is perishable, and what is eternal, that is my birthright. So I, becoming detached observer, but benevolent being. So Baba is making us full, knowledgeful, at the same time powerful. Powerful means unlimited renunciation. Renunciation is not by force. Renunciation, when you are not interested, that is a different thing. When your achievement is there and totally detached like lotus flower, as Baba said, we say to other people, remain like lotus. So that is detachment from the mud, and here detachment from all the comforts and achievements. And that's why Lakshmi is always considered with all the wealth. And there's no effort at all. In fact, when this disinterest means no effort at all. All other effort goddesses are shown, Vishnu is shown, Swadarshan Chakra, the Shankh, mace, conch flower, mace. The Durga goddesses are shown with weapon, with sword, with trident, many other powerful weapons. Lakshmi, no ornament, no weapon at all. complete. So when we learn to become detached from all the facilities, all the comforts, all the achievement, that is fullness in us. That's unlimited disinterest. And this disinterest, then because we are internally in soul consciousness, in avyakta stage, in dehi abhiman, I'm child of God. Dehi abhiman means intoxication, proud. I'm child of God. I'm child of the Almighty Authority. I'm the benevolent being. I'm world benefactor. I'm all the property I am actually storing in me, making myself full. So through this spiritual practice of soul consciousness and great, what is called intoxication, being proud who I'm child of God, godly intoxication, Brahman intoxication, I'm child of the world, creator of the new world. Baba says, those who were in the beginning, in the yajna, they, with their power of detachment and renunciation, established the yajna and established the new and how to finish the old. All of us, with this power of becoming detached from achievements, detached from comfort. Comfort will come because it is reward of all the service that Baba has to give us here as well. The moment we become possessive, we lose it. But then we become detached. And as soon as a detachment, it's a balance. Receiving the power and letting go. So interest and disinterest in receiving, disinterest, detachment. Not interested anymore. Lakshmi is no ornament, no weapon, natural. So, by being knowledgeful, we are pure and powerful. And this power makes us successful. So, it is automatically renunciation from the old world. It's a renunciation of renunciation. That is unlimited disinterest. Because when we have renounced of I, ego, renounce greed, of the possessed, the object comfort, they are their comfort. I have one thing, I should have this as well. I want. And I don't want anything. I have everything. It's fullness. So automatically we are becoming beyond this world. Going beyond this world and then coming with fullness. So new sanskaras have to be created to finish the old sanskaras. And new sanskaras are not new actually, they are the original natural sanskaras of the golden age, divine sanskaras. So Baba is making our thoughts powerful as well as our sanskaras powerful. Then waste is finished and best is emerged. I think Dadi should be coming soon, so I changed the seat beforehand because those who are have to make the seat for Dadi, so they can make the seat for that. Thank you. Om Shanti.